Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 5, Text 12, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Tasmai Namaha Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Yat Mayaya Jurjayaya Mam Badanti Jagat Gurum Tasmai Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Yan Mayaya Durjayaya Mang Vadanti Jagat Gurum Tasmai Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Yan Mayaya Durjayaya Mang Vadanti Jagat Gurum Tasmai Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Yan Mayaya Durjayaya Mam Vadanti Jagat Gurum Tasmai Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Yan Mayaya Durjayaya Mam Vadanti Jagat Gurum Tasmai Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Tan Mayaya Durjayaya Mam Vadanti Jagat Gurum Tasmai Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Yan Mayaya Durjayaya Mam Vajanti Jagat Gurum Ladies, please. Tasmai Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Yan Mayaya Durjayaya Mam Vadanti Jagat Gurum Tasmai Namo Bhagavate Sudevaya Dhimahi Yan Mayaya Durjayaya Mam Vadanti Jagat Gurum Tasmai Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Yan Mayaya Durjayaya Mam Vadanti Jagat Gurum Tasmai Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Yan Mayaya Durjayaya Mam Vadanti Jagat Gurum Tasmai unto him. Capital H. Him. means Bhagavate Vasudeva.
Namaha.
Offer my obeisances.
Bhagavate.
Unto the personality of Godhead.
Vasudevaya.
Unto Lord Krishna. Dhimahi. Do meditate upon him. Yat.
By whose?
Mayaya. Potencies. Durjayaya. Invincible. Mam.
Unto me.
Vadanti. They say.
Jagat.
The world.
Gurum.
The master.
Verse
translation. Brahma speaking. I offer my obeisances and meditate upon Lord Krishna, Vasudev, the personality of Godhead, whose invincible potency influences them, the less intelligent class of men, to call me the Supreme Controller. Purport. As will be more clearly explained in the next verse, the illusory potency of the Lord bewilders the less intelligent to accept Brahmaji, or for that matter, any other person as the Supreme Lord. Brahmaji, however, refuses to be called this, and he directly offers his respectful obeisances unto Lord Vasudeva or Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, as he has already offered the same respects to him in the Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satyadananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. The Supreme Lord is the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, the primeval Lord in his transcendental body, the ultimate cause of all causes. I worship that primeval Lord Govinda. Brahmaji is conscious of his actual position, and he knows how less intelligent persons, bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord, whimsically accept anyone and everyone as God, with a capital G written. Irresponsible personality like Brahmaji refuses to be addressed as the Supreme Lord by his disciples or subordinates, but foolish persons praised by men of the nature of dogs, hogs, camels, and asses feel flattered to be addressed as the Supreme Lord. Why such persons take pleasure in being addressed as God, or why such persons are addressed as God by foolish admirers, is explained in the following verse. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shrestham Manumapi Shachiputramatra Swarupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhava Shamprapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamscha Guru Vaishnav Bhagavan Tine Smarane Hoi Bigna Binashan Anayashe Hoi Nijavanchita Puran Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. this second canto of Bhagavatam affirms Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It affirms it largely in respect to the Supreme Lord's relationship with this material world, which is especially considerable on Shivaratri. When is Shivaratri? Tonight, to be exactly precise, because Ratri means night. Because Shiva is also widely known as Parameshvara, which means the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Controller. So what do you think of that? Parameshvara means Shiva. It's true, right? You're born in India, every Parameshvara, Shiva, Parameshvari means Durga. It's quite acceptable, quite common usage. And it's not incorrect. Okay. There you go. Is this just for Shivratri we're saying this? Just like some Hindus, they worship Vishnu on one day, Ganesh on another day, Shiva on another day, Sai Baba on another day. Shiva is Parameshvara. He is Bhava. He's Bhavani, the husband of... Bhavani. He's the husband of Durga, who's known as Bhavani. He is the supreme within a certain sphere. Those who do not know beyond that sphere know Shiva as supreme. It's not incorrect to say that the supreme administrative person in India is Narendra Modi. At the present time, that's a fact. But it doesn't mean he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Srila Prabhupada quotes this, Anadir Adya Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. This verse establishes Krishna as supreme in all respects, supreme over everybody, being Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause even of Shiva. And Shiva, we learn from Bhagavatam, manifests from Brahma. So it might seem that Brahma is supreme. As Narad has put his doubt to Brahma, you see, from within this material manifestation, it seems that Brahma is supreme. Even Shiva, Shiva comes from Brahma also. So it must be that Brahma is Sarva Karana Karanam. But Brahma is correcting that misconception. And then again, how can Narad have any misconception? He's an eternal associate of the Lord. How can he be bewildered? Here, Brahma is meditating upon Vasudev, who by his maya, by his illusory potency, bewilders what Srila Prabhupada puts in brackets, influences them, and then Srila Prabhupada puts in brackets, the less intelligent class of men to call me the Supreme Controller. Narada didn't exactly call Brahma the Supreme Controller, but he's stated that, well, it looks like that. But then when I see you meditating, maybe you're not the Supreme, and Brahma says, yes, Vasudevaya Dhimahi, I'm meditating upon Vasudev. But how could Narad have the same kind of illusion as the less intelligent class of men? The answer is that he doesn't. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur was never in Maya, Srila Prabhupada was never, as he told us, his godbrothers would call him a pachagrihasta. That was the general description by the sannyasis and brahmacharis and vanaprastas of the grihasta members of the Gaudiya Math, the rotten grihasta, which is not surprising if you read the Bhagavatam, descriptions of andhakupa and yan maitunadi grihamedi sukham hitucham. So it could be said like that. But even though pure devotees may appear to sometimes be in illusion, they're not to be considered ordinary persons. Here Brahma is pointing out that people who are in illusion think that someone else except Krishna is supreme. But he himself famously will doubt Krishna being supreme. And he'll test Krishna. So, muhyanti yat suryaha. He bewilders, and Srila Prabhupada in his translation of this muhyanti yat suryaha at the outset of Bhagavatam, specifically mentions even Brahma, who's most intelligent. He's a brahmana with four heads, which is not very many compared to other Brahmas, but it's more than most people. He's very intelligent, but sometimes he's also bewildered by the illusory potency of the Lord. And of course, it should be understood with Brahma and Narada that if they appear to be an illusion, it is for enacting the pastimes of the Lord. Just like Arjuna appeared to be an illusion, but then he heard Bhagavad Gita and he came right out of his illusion. Whereas other people study Bhagavad Gita all their life and they don't understand a single word of it. And they may be good Sanskrit scholars. They understand every word. They don't need it to be translated for them. If you know Sanskrit, then you don't even think of translating it. But they mistake it. They don't understand that the maya aparita jnana, being covered, being knowledgeable, but having their knowledge covered by the Lord's illusory potency, they know, they read it, they see it, they know it in their mind, this verse, but they don't understand that it applies to them. So we are reading Bhagavatam with the Bhaktivedanta purports, and to us, it, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, everything seems very clear. But there are others who read Bhagavatam and they come up with very different conclusions. There are people who think that the Bhagavatam lends itself to impersonalism. When Srila Prabhupada was present at the opening of the Krishna Balaram temple, he invited the, what was it, Akandananda, this Karpatri Swami. He was very famous. He was the most famous Bhagavatam speaker in India at the time, complete Mayavadi. I mean, how can you be a Mayavadi and read Bhagavatam? Well, it seems strange to us because we're reading from Srila Prabhupada. We're hearing from Srila Prabhupada, which means hearing from all the Vaishnava Acharyas, all from Krishna himself. Krishna explains himself through Bhagavatam. And then when the rascals come and misinterpret, he again sends his pure devotees to give the right interpretation or the right understanding. There's a different word, isn't it? One is interpretation, which means to, generally means to twist something out of shape, and the proper understanding, interpretation and explanation. Srila Prabhupada uses the word purport. Normally you might think that the word commentary would be there, but purport means it gives the understanding, this is what it means. It's not, well, I think this and I think that. This is what it means. This is what Krishna is saying here in Bhagavad. Krishna is Bhagavatam, non-divri, is the literary incarnation of God, and this is what he is explaining here. So Brahma, he's clear in knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shiva is clear in knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But muhyanti yat suryaha, even someone who is very highly elevated in knowledge and devotion, they can become bewildered. And at this very high level, we can understand, and we do understand from what we've learned from Srila Prabhupada, that that illusion which is placed upon very high devotees, that is enacted by the Lord's internal potency for a particular purpose. And therefore, when we hear of Brahma himself being bewildered by seeing the beauty of his own creation in the form of his daughter, became lusty and ran after her. The description is right there in the Bhagavatam. The guru, head of our sampradaya, the description is right there in the Bhagavatam. And Brahma is still accepted as our guru. It's understood there was some purpose in this. But when the sons of Marici laughed at him for his indiscretion, they had to undergo demoniac births, and it all works out by Krishna's inconceivable potencies. Even Krishna sometimes cursed. Gandhari cursed him. A materialistic scholar reading this will say, yeah, well, that just shows Krishna's, he's subject to others' curses. He's an ordinary person. So when it says here that he's the supreme controller, Krishna is the supreme controller of the universe, here Jagat Gurum, which is generally understood to mean the spiritual teacher of the world, Srila Prabhupada in the word for word explanations has given it to mean the master of the world. So, I lost my point. What was I saying? Anyone alert? More alert than me? Huh? Krishna is subject of the curse. But he's always transcendental. Even though he appears within material nature, and he might appear to be just an ordinary person within material nature, and that is a defining characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, especially as he appears within this material world. Here Brahma has mentioned one of the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has unlimited qualities. He's unlimitedly beautiful. We have limited ability to appreciate his qualities and beauty, but we're praying that by his mercy and the mercy of his devotees, our ability to appreciate that will be enhanced, unfolded. So Brahma could have praised Krishna in so many ways, but here he, relevant to the topic at hand, he mentions by whose invincible potency less intelligent person call me the supreme controller, or anyone else by extension, as we find in the purport. So this is a defining characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by which we should understand his pastimes As mentioned in Bhagavatam, etad ishanam ishasya prakriti stopi tad gunai na yujyate sadatmastair yata buddhistadashrayaha. This is the godness of God. This is what makes him God. This is how he's to be understood as God. That even though he enters within material nature and is situated in material nature, but he's not. He's always situated in his own spiritual nature. He's not affected by the qualities of material nature. Guna here in general means qualities, and in particular means the three modes of material nature. Krishna is always beyond them. And those, this verse of Bhagavatam says, persons who accept this and subscribe to the godliness of God, Krishna, they also become situated beyond the material nature. They also get the intelligence to remain situated beyond material nature. So this is being established here in this second canto of Bhagavatam. Here this chapter is entitled The Cause of All Causes. We have in Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Matasarvam Pravartate. Krishna is the cause of all causes, summarized in this verse which Srila Prabhupada translated, Sarva Karana Karanam, the cause of all causes. So in some Shastric statements, a lot is packed in, and in other Shastric descriptions, it's fluffed out. So Sarva Karana Karanam, how Krishna is the cause of all causes, is the subject matter of this chapter. And it's the subject matter of the first statement of Bhagavatam. Janmadhyasya Yataha. The supreme truth, Satyang Parang Dhimahi, to be meditated upon. Again, Dhimahi comes in this verse, to be meditated upon the supreme truth, who is the cause of all causes, who is the maintainer of the of that which is caused, and who also causes that which is caused, which comes into being to cease being in being. In other words, by him, through him, creation, maintenance, and destruction of the material world are affected. So that's in relation to the material world. And the first verse of Bhagavatam, as Srila Prabhupada presents it to us, it can be translated in or unpacked in various ways. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur lectured for 1 month on this one verse, minimum 2 hours every day. So it can be unpacked in various ways. But Srila Prabhupada unfolds it largely in relation to how the Supreme Lord is understood in relation to the Supreme, to this material world. But then again we have Dhanna, Svena, Sadani, Rasta, Kurkang, Satyang, Parang, Dhimahi, establishing that he's beyond this material world. He always lives beyond illusion, in his own abode. He is the supreme truth. And yeah, the second canto of Bhagavatam unpacks this, explains this in more detail. Narada is inquiring, making relevant inquiries, showing, we may say, why is Narada confused? He's showing the importance of inquiring to try to understand things properly, and he's inquiring about the proper subject for inquiring. We find in the Bhagavatam that this is much appreciated. Sutta Goswami appreciates the Munaya Sadhu Prishto Hum. You're asking very nice questions, he says, and then Shukadev says to Parikshit, you're asking very good questions, which lead to discussion of Krishna. Life is meant for asking questions. Jivasya tattva jignasa. We should live for the sake of inquiring into the ultimate truth. What that ultimate truth is explained in Bhagavatam, taking us up to the 10th canto, taking us up to the Rasa Leela and other pastimes of Krishna. But beginning at the beginning, here in the second canto, with discussion of Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, largely as we can understand from our vantage point here in the material existence. If immediately the transcendental pastimes of Krishna are explained, without first establishing that Krishna is the Supreme in all respects, then certainly they'll be those pastimes will certainly be misunderstood, as is, of course, Parikshit would not have misunderstood because he's a devotee from the very beginning, but others present will not, others present in the assembly of Shukadeva and Parikshit, and so many others after, because Shukadeva, he was speaking, Tanmuniya, what is that? He enters into the hearts of all living beings. Your wife's not here. She is a Tansarva Bhuta Hridayam Munimanatosmi. Yeah, he is that Muni who can enter into the heart of all living beings. So this Bhagavatam is meant for all living beings. It's stated at the beginning of Bhagavatam, it's the Paramahamsa Sanghita, not for envious people. Especially meant for the Paramahamsas, those who are not envious. What is that? Not envious? Nirmatsaranam, satam. And elsewhere we have sadhava. No, I'm thinking of the Viplava verse. No, the Viplava verse. Tadvag visargo janatago viplavaha yasmin prati shlokam abhadavat yapi namanyanantasya yashonkitani yach chinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhava. Srila Prabhupada translates sadhava here, the sadhus, as purified men who are thoroughly honest. So that's who Bhagavatam is meant for. But it's also meant for me and every jiva, especially in the human form of life, because anartho pashamang sakshat bhakti yogamad hokshaje lokasya janato vidvangs chakre sattvata sanghitam. We're stuck in this material world, suffering birth after birth. We don't know it, and therefore, but we can be relieved from this by direct devotional service to Adhokshaja, who is the Supreme Lord beyond material reckoning. But people don't know this, therefore, Vyasadev compiled this Sattvata Sanghita, Srimad Bhagavatam, for the conditioned souls also. What's the next verse after that? Yasyang vai shuyamana nam krishne paramapurushe bhaktirupadyate pungsat shokamoha bayavahaha. By hearing the Bhagavatam, what happens? By hearing hearing about Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotion arises, and lamentation, bewilderment, and fear dissipate. So it's meant for us also. It's meant for everyone. But we are hearing it specifically through Srila Prabhupada, and we are very fortunate to do so, because others may present it in other ways, but those who read Srila Prabhupada's books come to the proper conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I remember being here, just came to my mind, being here in Mayapur, 1976, and Srila Prabhupada said in a lecture, we should always remember that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I thought, well, why would we ever doubt that? That was my immediate response. And then, but later I thought, well, I never even heard of Lord Chaitanya until I heard about, or even the term, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I learned it all from Srila Prabhupada. And there, if I don't doubt it, it's because I'm in contact with Srila Prabhupada, who taught us like that. But there are so many others here in Bengal who have a different opinion about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and about Bhagavat Tattva, about the nature of God. Here in Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, scientific presentation of the personality of Godhead. We see here in India, we're worshipping Krishna, and you just go down any side street in any town in Bengal and you'll find people are very religious and they have pictures of, how many are there here in Bengal? Lokanath Brahmachari, Ram Thakur, Jagat Bandhu, Anukul Chandra. They have so many who they think are God. And if you go up to Varanasi, they think everyone's God. Shiva's God, but everyone's God, especially the sannyasis are God. What do they say? Dandagrihena matrena naro narayana bhavit. All you have to do is grab a stick and you become God. It has to be a sannyas danda. And then you become God. And Srila Prabhupada, was it Srila Prabhupada or was that Achyutananda? Yeah, he was quipping on this. That one Mayavadi sannyasi meets another and says, how are you today, Narayan? Well, I got a toothache. God's got a toothache. He's not Narayana. But men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses prefer to worship persons other than Krishna. What is that verse? Shravid varahostra karai sangstuta purusha pashuhu nayat karno pato peta jatu nama gadagrajaha. Men who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. See, a hog is a hog, a dog is a dog, a camel is a camel, and a camel, and an ass is an ass. But there are men who are combinedly like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. And they like to praise people who don't even like to let in their ear the name of Krishna. Here mentioned as Gadagraja. Exactly why the name Gadagraja is given there, I don't know. The Bhagavatam could be unpacked unlimitedly. There's so much in the Bhagavatam. But there are people who like that. They like to hear that. And there are others who like, even though here in Bengal, people have ample access, especially the Hindus. They have ample access to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. But still, they prefer to worship people just like that. Some beautiful temple came up a few years ago, marble temple. of Anukul Chandra, some, I don't know, what's the way, just someone who they worship as God. What are his teachings? I don't know. I never bothered to try to find out. I doubt if his so-called followers even know, if he has any teachings. But somehow they worship him. Now we may think, well, that's just in India. Actually, when Srila Prabhupada was in the West, there was an Indian incarnation, an avatar, had set up shop in America and in the West. And he was calling himself God. And American people were following him. Prabhupada was kind of surprised. And I thought American people are intelligent. Later, he had a scandal with his woman secretary, and his mother rejected him, and he retired back to India. But there are still, sometimes you go in people's houses, there's still people who have pictures of him on the wall. One thing here in India, although there were so many people being called, when I first came here in the 1970s, so many people were being called God. It was very common that Mahatma Gandhi was considered an avatar. Wasn't it? You remember that? You must remember. In almost every house, there'd be a picture of Mahatma Gandhi, at least in North India. I didn't go to South India till later. And people thought he's an avatar of God, but he's lip service is paid to him once a year. And the Gandhi so-called Jayanti, his birthday. Otherwise, people don't care. And so many gods come and go. So many people call gods come and go. This in Chaitanya Bhagavat especially, we hear that at the time of Lord Chaitanya, just after, there are so many people who are calling themselves God and being worshipped by others. In the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there was a supposed incarnation of Mahavishnu, Bhishakishen, who he arrested this avatar, supposed avatar. He died in police custody. It would have been a scandal in present-day India, but anyway, we don't know exactly what happened, but he died in police custody after Bhaktivinoda Thakur had arrested him. But one thing I have noticed in all these years being in India trying to contribute to Srila Prabhupada's mission here is we don't find so much nowadays people calling themselves avatars. We don't find that. I believe that's due to the widespread distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. Huge, huge book distribution. When every time we look at the Sankirtan newsletter, it's like India is literally in a different. It has one or two more columns than number two, which is usually USA. It's way, 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 way ahead. Of course, India is very special. We should distribute books in Arabic also. Where in every language. I'm just mentioning Arabic because one great soul who is very much interested in distributing books in Arabic in Vrindavan, he mentioned to me that I should have mentioned that in the talk, but I didn't. So, okay, distribute books in Arabic. Get more points also. So there's huge book distribution and this is my personal experience when I first came here to India and tried to say God is a person, immediately shot down. People didn't want to hear. But nowadays it's well accepted and we can preach openly. And we don't get much opposition. It's not that all the Mayavadis faded away, but at least going among the public, we can, in public programs and everything, we can say, God is a person, he's the supreme person, he's Krishna. And some people disagree. They don't like it. But in at least we can say it much more openly. And I put that down to the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. And huge book distribution has been done in India. Unsurprising, as this is the pious. Well, sometimes I think that devotees think that devotees in India, they just kind of sit around and people come and bow down to them and buy books. But it's not quite that easy. There is a lot of work to be done also. It doesn't just happen by sitting on the side of the road and looking at your fingernails, putting on nail polish. It doesn't happen like that. There's a lot of work to do it. But there's a lot more to do. For years we've been distributing Gitas, hugely, hugely in India. Bhagavad Gita as it is. One of the biggest industrialists in India ordered a deluxe, a huge size edition of Bhagavad Gita with all gold trimmings and everything from the BBT. And one of the devotees in the BBT asked, well, why did you choose this Gita? He wanted it just a few copies for distributing to his friends. He said, why do you think of this Gita? And he replied that, well, when you think of Gita, you think of Prabhupada's Gita. That's great, isn't it? Because at least in the Hindi-speaking area, and this man is from the Hindi-speaking area, Gita used to mean Gita Press Gita, largely. But now people are thinking of Prabhupada's Gita. Okay, so next is Bhagavatam. Prabhupada said our sendas are not places for eating and sleeping, but places we go out to fight with Maya. Fight with Maya means to distribute hundreds and thousands of books, just like in the wartime they're dropping bombs. So we've been dropping bombs, Gitas. Now it's time to drop big bombs, Bhagavatam sets. There's huge, huge scope all over the world for distributing Bhagavatam sets. As you may have noticed, all over the world, people are fed up with everything. That's great. People are really fed up with everything. They don't trust the leaders. Yeah, anyway, I could go on and on and on. But it's a great time for preaching. And the best way of preaching is distributing Prabhupada's books. And it has been shown that Bhagavatam sets can be sold on the street cold to people in the West who have never heard of Krishna. And not just once or twice, but again and again and again. And this is just the beginning. In the 1970s, when we heard the devotee had distributed 100 big books in a day, we thought, whew, that's amazing. It is amazing. But now devotees are distributing thousands of books. When we look at the 1970s score, we think that was amazing then, but it's small compared to now. But we should come back here in 10 or 20 years and look at the scores today and think, well, that's not much. He only did 4,000 books in one day. That's not much. How is it possible? Well, how is anything possible? It's all possible sarva karana karanam. It's all possible by Krishna. Krishna can empower anyone. He empowered Brahma to create this universe. He empowered Srila Prabhupada to go among the mlechas and yavanas and bring them to Krishna. He empowered them to distribute so many books. There's a lot of work to do all over the world. Preaching Krishna consciousness, establishing Varnashram communities. Huge, huge fields. There's so many countries where we don't even have a presence. So many countries where it's difficult to have a presence. Muslim countries, distribution of books, who will do that? Where's the best place to distribute? In America and Britain and India. To all these, you can distribute them open, and they're interested. So, Hare Krishna, I think time's up. 9 o'clock is supposed to finish. All right, I'll finish. And Hare Krishna, please distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas charki pasindubhyas. Patita nam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna. Just in case there are any Grihastha devotees here who don't have a full set of Prabhupada's books in your home, take the names will be taken and you can vow before Radha Madhava to get all of Prabhupada's books in your home in hard form, not just in soft form. Okay, say it. Get the...